This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. What would you get from President-elect Biden's almost $2 trillion coronavirus battle plan? Most Americans will get $1,400 more to add to the $600 they're getting now.
We will finish the job of getting a total of $2,000 in cash relief to people who need it the most. The $600 already appropriated is simply not enough.
President-elect Biden calls the coronavirus vaccine rollout a dismal failure so far. He'll have more to say about that today. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
He's calling it the American Rescue Plan, a $1.9 trillion initiative aimed at speeding up vaccinations and financial help to struggling Americans in the form of bigger relief checks and temporary unemployment benefit boosts. The plan calls for boosting virus testing as part of his aim of reopening most schools by the spring, and also folds in Democratic priorities like increasing the minimum wage and expanding paid leave, which are certain to face GOP pushback. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Just 5 days now until President-elect Biden takes the oath of office. The FBI says it's tracking worrisome online chatter leading up to the inauguration, including calls for armed protests. Vice President Pence made a surprise visit to the Capitol building last night and thanked National Guard troops for their service protecting the Capitol. Convicted killer and drug trafficker Corey Johnson's been executed for a series of killings in Virginia. He got a lethal injection overnight at the federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana. Asked if he had any last words, he said, "No, I'm okay." Some witnesses in the death chamber applauded as he was pronounced dead. He was 52 years old. This is AP News. Authorities are still tracking down suspects in the riot at the U.S. Capitol building. The AP's Mike Gracia with the latest on this.
In the aftermath of last week's storming of the U.S. Capitol by a mob of supporters of President Donald Trump, FBI Director Christopher Wray says authorities across the nation have
arrested more than 100 individuals for their criminal activities in last week's siege of the Capitol.
In Arkansas, Peter Francis Stager is charged with striking a prone police officer repeatedly with a flagpole during the siege. In Texas, a federal prosecutor said in court Thursday that a retired Air Force officer carried zip-tie handcuffs in the Capitol assault because he intended to take hostages. 53-year-old retired Lieutenant Colonel Larry Rendell Brock Jr. was arrested Sunday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Dow lost 68 points yesterday. The S&P fell 14, the NASDAQ dropped 16. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.